2021 is looking up, which means there should be plenty of new opportunities for you to grow your business. Whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When you're ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. And to lend a helping hand, your first job post is free. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 30 million members in the UK. And now you can do this all from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. When your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/reach. Again, that's linkedin.com/reach to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Live, Houston! Holy shit. Holy shit. Wait, weren't they supposed to set up an extra microphone? I think they were. No, we're supposed to have another one. We're supposed to have one more. But it's all right, we'll figure that out. We're going to get that going. How you guys feeling? This is going to be incredible. Me and Zach D'Amico. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, my friend?
This has been fucking great. What a ride.
Dude, hearing our music live was like fucking cool as fuck.
I know. This is it. Nobody expected the Real Ass Podcast to make it to where we have fucking 18 people in an airplane hangar ready to watch us pitter-patter through. I mean, we have notes. I shit you not. You want to see the notes? It's just four things written on a piece of paper. That is...
Regular notes are three things on a piece of paper and a swastika.
We have an incredible show planned for you today. We're going to bring up a couple comics that were on the show in a few minutes, but first we want to talk to you people. We have a lot going on. It's a very special thing that we're doing as we tour the country. We are looking for talented individuals to possibly join the Real Ass stable of talent. So we are going to be auditioning some people here in Houston today. Clap it up for Houston and the talent pool that we have. So we did a stand-up showcase earlier that I was hosting, and I started fucking talking shit to you people, and we got a few people that we think have signed up so far. Zach, were you watching that at all?
I'm excited for the man who's good at kicking.
Listen to me. The talent pool in Houston is not as wide as I want it to be. But I'll tell you right now.
The women in Houston are as wide as I like them.
That is true. This is a big town. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that later on in the show. But we want to learn who these people are really quick. So who said they were going to sign up? You right here. So you were the first guy to say you were going to sign up. This guy is fucking, he's been trying to out-alpha me the entire night. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You look like you're in the retarded Yakuza.
Yeah, what's your ethnic background, dude?
German and Japanese.
Oh, you're the enemy. You are literally the fucking enemy.
You're a double loser who does shit porn.
Listen to me. We're signing you up, dude. We're going to go over your talent in a little bit, but what's your name?
Joe.
All right, Joe, he will be in the talent show later on as well. Miss over here, the older lady in the corner of the room. How old are you? I keep on calling you older. You're 43. I'm almost 39, and I consider myself an older man. So if I'm an older man, you definitely have to consider yourself an older lady. So you're Allison, you're going to come up later on. Very cool. some guy, some retarded guy in the back is trying to fuck you, apparently, Allison. That's good. So, Allison, where you? So you just moved here. I talked to you before, right? Where'd you move from? All right, listen, fuckface. If you want to join the talent show, you could join the talent show. You could try to creepily hit on Allison, and that could be your talent. Just please save it for later on in the fucking show.
For our next act, the man who's going to rape Allison. Give that man the $1 million.
We are giving away a cash prize today, Zach. It's $100.
Half of it being taken out of my check.
100% half is being taken out of your check. Yeah, what do you think?
It's fair. It's fine.
It's a production budget. Where does the fucking production come from? Everyone thinks I just take the money out of their fucking paychecks and I'm spending it on fucking hookers and booze.
You tell the same joke twice.
What'd you say?
You tell the same joke twice.
Who did?
What?
Yeah, sorry. That's how stand-up comedy works.
Yeah, I'm working on my act, cunt.
Now we have to edit this out of the podcast because we have to make it look like everything was perfect. You idiot. You fool. What's wrong with you? Anybody else in the back want to fucking heckle or yell anything out? Jesus Christ. Who was the third guy? You were the third guy that signed up for the talent show. What's your name, dude?
John,
fucking beautiful. Fourth, who is the fourth guy? This guy right here. What's your name, dude?
Jordan.
I love Jordan. He's so tiny.
He's just a little fella.
Was there a fifth person? Was there a fifth person or no? I thought there was. All right, well, what are you going to do? Zach, what's been your favorite part of the trip so far?
Bucky's.
Oh, the gas station we went to.
Yeah, that's been the height of my fucking week.
Zach looked at Bucky's like a little kid looks at a fucking candy store. Zach looked
at
Bucky's.
I looked at Bucky's like I look at a candy store. I like Bucky's so much, but everyone there was dressed like me. And I was afraid they were going to take the wrong Zach back in the car, like when you lose your kid at Disneyland.
Zach, you were lighter than most of the people inside of the Bucky's.
I was a male model at Bucky's.
Yeah, Zach was a hot patron of Bucky's. Bucky's has got an entire aisle for beef jerky. It's fucking, you know, they have a shitty barbecue section in the store. And Andrew, who's coming on in a little bit, I'm going to make him defend it. He bragged about how good it was. The barbecue at Bucky's sucks dick. Is that supposed to be good barbecue?
I mean, right. As far as gas station barbecue, it's probably highly ranked.
I'll tell you right now, I'll put Wawa up against Bucky's any day of the week. Wawa up against Bucky's any day of the week. I'm not afraid of you people, okay? Zach, we also found out that everyone here has a gun.
Everyone has a gun, yeah.
Everyone has a gun. Does that make you more comfortable or less comfortable?
Pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like these people would defend my honor.
Yeah, I feel like these people would like step in on some shit for me because they know I'm a pussy.
I feel like these people would let me play with their guns. You wouldn't let me play with your gun, dude? I'll take your fucking gun from you, bro. What are you going to do? The fuck are you going to do? I'll just take it from you. You're half my size. I'll take both your guns and tie them in a knot with each other.
So when he shoots, it explodes like
a
cartoon?
Like a cartoon.
Is that where you were going?
That's what I was going for. Zach, I started smoking weed again. I don't know if you're disappointed or not, but...
No, it's the best.
Is it the best?
Yeah, you're a little on edge when you're sober, Lewis.
No, stop it.
Yeah, you're a little intense. It takes the edge off.
No, I rule either way. I'm just a different fucking... I'm a different speed when I'm high. I'm a little bit slower.
But what I meant to say is when you don't smoke, you're awake all the time. Now I get breaks.
Yeah, that is true. Listen to me. I'm very excited about Houston. This is very cool. We might actually get stuck here, which would be fun If we get stuck here, we might go shooting guns tomorrow because we were supposed to go to Austin, but now because it's raining really hard in Houston, they've shut down society like it's the fucking apocalypse. It's raining, Zach.
The same people who told us the pandemic is a hoax and not to believe the media overblowing things all didn't show up tonight because the news told them the snow is scary.
It's not even snowing.
No, it's a light drizzle and it's chilly.
It's a little brisk outside, and I would say you don't even need your windshield wipers on.
Luz and I each have spent 4 months a year selling tickets in this weather happily.
Yeah. It was fucking, yeah, I mean, when you're from the Northeast, this is just your average fucking Tuesday in July. This is it. So you guys are, you guys have your guns, but you're sort of pussies when it comes to
they're shooting the at
weather.
The snow.
Yeah.
If it wasn't white, they would be.
All right, listen to me. We're gonna get your show going here. I want to bring up a couple guests that were up on the stage earlier on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming back onto stage, put your hands together for Andrew Youngblood and Karen Margolis. Come on. Give them some love. How exciting. How exciting. We also haven't even mentioned that it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's. Is there anybody here? No, you're all fucking lonely losers. Everyone's a lonely asshole. There's like three couples in the audience.
Real ass podcast, table of one.
This one has kids and left his wife at home. Like, don't come here. She's at work. All right. Yeah, they're in the car. It's freezing.
Is this your guy, Chelsea? No, is a stranger? You could break him in half? So what? Some people like that. Are you guys together? You're strangers completely? Oh.
Yeah.
All
perfect right. Time to share a table with a stranger during a pandemic. All right.
Nobody does here. You guys,
he's from Texas. He doesn't believe in interracial dating. Wink, wink.
You're so cute, and then you went, I'm from Wisconsin.
So look, here's what we have going on. We have a talent show that's going to happen in a little while. Karen and Andrew, you guys are going to help us judge this talent show. We're going to know a little bit about the competitors. I'm very excited about this. But we do a couple things on the Real Ass Podcast normally, and we wanted to incorporate them in the live show as well. So we have a script here that was sent in by a fan named Liquid Elephant. Guys, clap it up for Liquid Elephant. Come on.
That's also a drink named after me.
It's just butter. It's just not butter.
So hold on here. Let me give you guys your scripts. So Zach, you're going to play yourself.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Give it to me.
Andrew, how well can you read?
Do I get to be you?
No, you're not going to be me. I'm going to be me. Or maybe I'll let a fan be me. I'll be the narrator. Andrew, can you do a British accent?
Oh, fucking hell, I can.
You're Michael Bisping. You're Michael Bisping. Beautiful.
Oh, it's close born. One eye.
Oh, Karen, fucking hell.
Karen, you're going to play the part of the lovely and talented Shannon.
Great. Love Shannon.
All right, here we go. Very nice. I'm going to be the narrator. And then we need... we need Harrington. We need somebody to play Harrington. Who can play Harrington? Come on up here, buddy. Grab that other microphone. Here, help him with that microphone, Paco. Guys, clap it up for Paco the rapist. That's the one. Did you give him a bass drum microphone to talk into? We're running out of microphones, guys. It's
a pandemic.
Okay.
We're running low.
It's fine. What's your name, dude?
John.
Talk into the microphone, John.
John.
He just chipped his tooth on the microphone.
You look like the pirate that got put in the boo box in a hook.
The boo box.
So, all right, here's your script, and then we need one more. We need somebody to play Seth Tenorman. It's not Seth Simons. It's Seth Tenorman. Wink, wink. Can somebody play Seth? Anybody in the crowd?
Come on, the guy that
kicks. Paco, come on. You want to play Seth? Paco, you can play Seth for sure. Guys, clap it up for Paco. You guys know him from the Legion of Skanks. I paid him a box of Entenmann donuts to follow me on the road. And here he is. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, the snow that I heard during my whole set? Yeah.
You hear the snow?
Is that, what is that?
It's something.
Is that the sound of rain on the roof? People are freaking out. Andrew's like, are you listening to that, bro?
Listen to the snow.
Listen to that relaxing sprinkle on the roof. I literally have a fucking track on my Pandora list that is this sound. Yeah. Relaxing sound of rainfall on a tin roof.
It's good.
On his drowning out the rape playlist.
Okay, so I'm going to be the narrator.
Do we have a Lewis?
Oh, wait, we don't even have a Lewis yet. All right,
who can be Lewis?
I'm going to be the narrator.
Okay.
Who can be Lewis? Who can be? All right, come on up here, sir. Clap it up for this guy. This is great. This is fucking high-level art, guys. We are crushing it. How exciting is this?
I feel like we need a couple more mics.
No. We're okay. We're going to pass the microphones during a pandemic.
Yeah, perfect.
It's okay. Nobody take pictures or video of this. This is obviously illegal. This guy's going to shit himself. First of all, you should never watch a 60-year-old man sit Indian style. This is sad. You look like
I
you.
Like it.
You look like.
You want to sit on the.
Can you, give him a goddamn chair.
Like, I'm getting used to the.
Oh. You look like you're waiting for ICE to find your children.
ISIS. Oh, this is bad. You can tell.
It's gonna be
like, why didn't you share?
It's gonna He's be gonna be Lewis? No, there's no way. I can't have him be Lewis. All right, he's playing Lewis. He has to.
Doesn't this look like we found Lewis's real dad?
Oh, damn.
And I hope the same thing happens.
There's no way he's going to be able to do it.
He just goes, what are we doing?
He doesn't know. He just said, what are we doing?
Who is he reading for?
He's reading for the part of Lewis. You're reading for the part of me. He was holding it upside down.
This guy was just trying to get out of the snow. That's how he's here.
Paco, do me a favor. Hold the microphone up for him because he's got a lot of lines. He is the entire script. I'm telling you right now. All right. So, wait. What's your name, dude?
Roland.
Roland. All right. So, you know, we're reading a script. You're reading the part of Lewis. Sometimes it's marked as L, just L, okay? So you got to read those lines. He's not going to be his best friend just said he's not going to be able to do that. He said, excuse me, I hate to ruin the bit, but he is not going to be able to do this.
Houston's so supportive, man.
Rolly's got it.
All right, so listen. I'm the narrator. We're going to start. This is called Seth Tenorman Must Die by Liquid Elephant.
I'm walking on sunshine.
No, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet.
You got to let Lewis read the narration. Yeah,
you got to let me read the narrative. All right. No, wait. That's perfect. That was perfect, though, but let's wait till your line comes up. Ready?
Keep that energy.
Opening, Gas Digital Studios. Zach, Shannon, and the rest of the crew are hard at work as Lewis waltzes in the door 57 minutes late.
Where is it? I'm walking on sunshine. Or what?
No.
What's got you in such a good mood?
Where?
Right here.
I'm a famous comedian, so just had my first article written about me. Excuse me? Hello?
An article written about you?
Yeah, dog. Check it out.
Lewis swings off his backpack, bearing the logo of a questionably legal betting company, and rummages through the bags of kratom and empty dick pill packages before producing a few crumpled pieces of paper.
See, so here it is. I pay Seth...
Tenerman.
Terman. Ten whole dollars. Like, ten whole fucking dollars, man. Like...
You idiot, it. Lewis. You don't pay to have articles written about you.
Yeah, Lewis. Once you're good enough at comedy, people will write articles about you for free. This Seth Tenerman guy is probably just a troll. Have you even read the article yet?
Read.
This rules. This rules.
Rolly's killing it.
Zach and Shannon grab the article and start to read it out loud.
Well, Zach and Shannon had some things going on, man.
Lewis, hold on. Lewis looks confused and angry as they go on. They have to stop several times and explain to Lewis what Nazi, crypto-fascist, rape, and not funny means.
Why would someone write... this about me?
Because you were dumb enough to pay him to do it.
The whole crew laughs as Lewis crumples the article, throws it in the trash can, and misses.
I only came up here to beatbox. That's all I wanted to do, like...
He only came up here to beatbox. He thought it was the talent portion of the show.
Seth Tenerman, you son of a bitch. Give me my money back.
Back up. Top of the page.
Now it's Seth. It's you now.
That isn't how things work, Lewis. You got your article and I got my $10. No refunds.
No refunds. You're lucky I didn't even like fucking pay... before you came. I don't know.
Wait. You can read?
Seth Tenerman and the pizza boy laugh uproariously as Lewis starts to leave.
This isn't the dog. but not by a long shot.
He's retarded.
Roland is everything.
I think this man's drunk.
Cut to Gas Digital Courtyard. Lewis is trying to train Harrington. Yeah, Lewis is trying to train Harrington to bite off the penis of Seth Tenerman by using a scarecrow and a hot dog. Harrington is trying to deep throat the hot dog instead while Lewis yells at him.
Go walk.
That little queer will like it.
Bisping enters the courtyard and watches the scene unfold for a moment.
Crikey, I don't even want to know what's going on, Lewis. If you want to get back with Seth Tenerman, guy, I have a pretty good idea.
The scene zooms out as Bisping and Lewis talk while Harrington is collapsed on the ground, turning blue, choking on a hot dog. Cut to the outside of the street. Cut. Roland is getting the crowd to be hyped.
This song's getting boring.
All right. Roland, you're right. You're right.
Let's go. Let's go.
Just let him read the whole thing.
No, he's the best. Cut to the outside of the Stream in the Cavern Comedy Club. A poorly handwritten sign on the marquee advertises, "Tonight, comedian versus comedy journalist. Chili Cook-Off, and Poetry Slam. People are lined up down the block waiting to get in. Lev Furr is in the road showing off his karate moves to a few bored-looking female comedians when an Uber driver suddenly plows into him, killing him instantly. Lewis hops out out the back while Zach struggles to get out.
Oh my God, you killed Lev? You nit!
A car horn blares and Smash cuts the stage to the club. Seth and the pizza boy sit at one end of the table while Lewis takes a seat at the other end with Zach and Shannon behind him. Seth smirks.
Go ahead, Lewis. Try my chili.
Lewis takes a bite, then another, then starts inhaling the chili.
Oh, Seth, this is really good. Try mine.
Seth takes a cautious bite, then a few more.
I'm glad you like it so much, because now you're almost done. I have something to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Did you put cum in your chili?
Seth Tenderman and the pizza boy exchanged nervous looks.
This isn't your chili, Seth. I know you would make the boy come like the boy band and the chili, like the way you do all the time. So I switched to chili.
Line at all.
I mean, he's not reading any of it.
Love H, you, man. You're H a fucking legend.
H. Foley waves from the crowd. He's in full blackface, wearing a chef's hat and an apron. Oh my God, he has so many more lines. Jesus Christ. You gotta do it, dude. Roland! 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 Roland!
What you didn't count on was me training.
Why are you acting gay when you're talking like as me?
On, hey, what you did not count on me is me training on heroin, okay?
The line was at all costs.
The line was training Harrington. I shit you not. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Roland,
yeah, Roland
and the rest of the crew. That was a goddamn nightmare. There was another two pages, but we couldn't keep it going on. It was just too much. There we go. Great job, guys. You can shake my hand, dude. You can shake my hand, dude. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Boom.
Ow! That literally hurt. Who punches somebody's hand that hard? He was a powerful, powerful man.
It's a bold lead choice for that.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened. It was pretty funny. It was. You know what? There's no other show like this. You've never seen anything else like it.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is HempireDirect.com. HempireDirect.com can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. I'm going to tell you right now from personal experience, Delta 8 THC will get you really fucking high. It's legal in 42 states. It gets you stoned. It's no bullshit. Ask anybody who's tried Delta 8. They're going to tell you it's really high quality shit. They have distillate syringes for dabbing. They have Delta 8 gummies. They have the dab diamonds as well. For just $15, go to HempireDirect.com and check out their incredible lineup of products. And if you use the promo code GASDABS, you're going to get $5 off of anything that you buy. So once again, that's HempireDirect.com. Have Delta 8 THC delivered directly to your door at a discount. Already the greatest prices in the world, but save even more with the promo code GASDABS. $5 off anything you order. Once again, go to HempireDirect.com right now. Okay, where were we?
All right, so look, we have four competitors for this talent show. I don't know what's
and
going on.
That was one of them.
I'll let his performance on that script reading be his entrance for the talent show.
Do we need to see anybody else? I think we got to win.
We still have another half an hour show to fill. So, We're going to start the talent show right now. This is a big deal. And what we're going to do is the most talented person that we find at the end of this tour will come with us on tour next year to open up for us. They'll be our opening act on tour. So this is a real deal fucking audition. Not only do they win $100 in cold hard cash tonight. $100. I mean, holy shit, guys. But they can also come on tour with us, possibly the best one at the end of this tour. We've already seen hundreds of competitors throughout this tour, so this is a big fucking deal, guys. All right, so let's start this fucking talent show.
What if the guy who kicks wins and you gotta take him on tour?
I hope he does.
10 minutes.
Can we have an opener and security?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring up your first competitor in the talent show, Joe.
Joe.
Joe. Joe. Joe. Joe. Joe. Joe. Grab a seat, Joe. Very aggressive. I like it.
For those of you just listening to the audio, Joe has a tattoo on his head to hide the lobotomy scar.
Can we get him a microphone, Paco?
Yeah, where'd it go?
I feel like...
Can you turn your head so we can see the tattoo?
Yeah, oh, that's a real tattoo.
Look at
what
that.
What does that mean?
Talking to the microphone.
Chicken with broccoli.
That's my last name.
What's your last name?
Chicken with broccoli.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Yes, you are.
It's a weird time to come out.
Is this Hironaka?
What does it say?
Hironaka.
In Chinese?
Hironaka.
Japanese.
Ooh. Japanese. What's your attachment to Japanese?
Last name.
I'm half Japanese.
Oh, I couldn't see.
We can't see his buck teeth. He's not wearing his glasses.
Yeah. With the mask on, you just look full on bald white guy. Like, yeah. That's it.
You look so regular. I didn't know.
You look like a Mortal Kombat bad guy.
I'm German and Japanese.
Oh, you're the one. Oh, yeah. As a Jew, I can't. Yeah, I have to say no to that.
Axis Alliance.
I have to say hard no, but welcome.
Yeah. Wait, German and Japanese, and you go, hi-ya!
I'm going to do a thing.
Hitler! Hitler.
My favorite thing about him is he has that tough-ass tattoo on his forehead, but if you turn to the left, everyone can see he's got a cute dog on his mask. It's just a Target dog. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend.
Joe, you look like a pretty tough guy.
That's his dinner.
You look like a pretty tough guy.
A little bit, yeah.
You say you were in the military?
I was an Army Ranger.
Hell yeah. I paused to give the audience a moment to clap, but they were like, fuck you, dude.
Wow.
This is Texas. Like, thank you for your service, dude. That's fucking...
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What's a ranger, though? Is that like a land marine?
Better than marine.
It's better than marines? The army rangers? No, dude. Marine will fuck you up, doggy.
Oh, all right. Kick your ass in arm wrestling.
Well, that's hold on.
I was gonna
ask him what a talent was in just a second, but we could jump right to that. So you challenged me to an arm wrestling match.
Yeah.
Now I'm not an arm wrestler. I've never claimed to be an arm wrestler, but you're claiming to be a fucking badass Power Ranger.
a white Power Ranger.
Joe's pandering to this Texas crowd. Hard. I like it.
I've heard it before.
Joe, I like your style. I like everything about you so far. Okay, we got to see if you're ready to fucking arm wrestle.
Yeah,
you're going to fuck me up?
Yeah.
We're going to see. So his talent is going to be to arm wrestle me. We're going to decide. We're the judges for this to see who is going to be the most talented. How are we going to judge it? Are we going to wait till the end? Or are we going to give him a score maybe out of 5?
I think we wait till the end.
The very end?
And say,
I don't,
no.
We don't want to like overblow the first score, and the next people are really good.
Yeah, it's hard.
So we'll
there's
just
a ceiling.
There's
we'll
no
just,
baseline for a number.
So okay, so second place, we'll get him a couple drinks on the house.
Sure.
We'll get you a few rounds of drinks, and then first place is $100 cold hard cash. Come on, guys, $100. That's a fucking big deal. three of you are going to slide to your icy deaths tonight. $100. Can you believe it? It's happening.
He died with $100 in his pocket.
Imagine that. If you crash your car, I'm coming to take my $100 back. I'm going to just fucking take it out of your pocket. All right, Joe. So how are we going to get some music on? We need some good arm wrestling music. What would be a fucking badass arm
Gavin,
wrestling song?
Can we get some good arm wrestling music?
This is great arm wrestling music.
Pretty good.
All right, so come here.
Hey, Gavin, can you get me a drink? Can you order me a drink? You're the best.
Yeah, Joe's arms are huge.
Okay, there.
He's huge.
Oh, shit.
He's huge.
Under there.
You're done. Terrifying.
Oh, Joe is hiding big arms and puffy all nipples.
Right. Yeah, okay.
This table's going to break. Yeah, we can all move down. Oh, you want me to count it off? Okay, I'll count it off. Some guy in the audience was in charge, I thought. I didn't know. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I don't...
Lewis, go over the top! Over the top!
Tickle him! This is wild. This table is about to break in half.
This is so racial.
Come on! Oh! Look at
that. Fuck you, Lewis!
Yeah.
Holy shit! He has the strength of a Greek god!
Wow.
Never have I felt something so strong in my life!
Guys, I can't wait to see you all next year for the Joe and Zach show.
Joe, you're the man. Thank you very much for competing. We will see you at the end. We're going to see what happens in the final judgment here. $100 in cold hard cash is on the line today. Guys, clap it up one more time for Joe.
Wow.
Awesome talent. Very scary for a woman.
Is this how you figured out you're a bottom?
I thought I had it for a minute.
Oh, not at all.
That's very terrifying to women. That strength can go both ways.
Yeah, I couldn't move him. It was just fucking.
It did take longer than I thought it would.
See?
That's pretty good.
Joe, was I stronger than you thought I was gonna be?
Fuck you, Lewis.
Fuck, dude. Oh, he hates me.
For anybody that wants to meet Joe after the show, he'll be in the back petting a puppy to death.
He just cucked me. He cucked me so hard. God damn it. On Valentine's Day, I feel like a loser. All right, we got to go to our next competitor here.
He is terrifying.
I'm not afraid of Joe. I'll still fuck Joe up. Let me explain to you something, okay? Maybe he can arm wrestle me, but I'll...
Fuck you.
Dude, Joe.
Told you.
Whoa. Joe offered to have sex with me.
Everyone doth protest too much. Everyone's going to hug and shake hands later.
No, Joe loves me. Hold on.
We lost the list.
Where's the fucking list
there
of competitors?
It's over here. We had to move it because y'all are, you know...
Savages.
Yeah.
All right, your next competitor, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Allison.
Yeah, Allison.
Get
up here,
Houston
girl.
Has real ass talent. What a fucking talent show. So,
oh, shit.
Allison.
Oh, that was the talent.
Allison's talent is a jackass.
Oh, she's a professional stuntman.
Allison, grab
a seat. Wow.
Allison started running toward the stage, and she just fell face first into a table.
That was amazing. That was some Mr. Bean level shit.
Allison, sit down. Take a seat for a second. Right. That was crazy. Did you hurt yourself? Are you okay?
No, I'm straight.
That I'm shit really was, I mean...
That was amazing. That was the best thing I've seen.
I mean, the fact that you just dropped directly on your face was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
So excited to get up. You came up like the Price is Right. Like you got called and just like, that was the best.
You were already tied with arm wrestling, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do anything else. If you just stand there and say, that was it. I
just bow and you're good.
I headbutted a table and that was it. So, Allison, you're here alone tonight on Valentine's Day. You're wearing Valentine's Day themed clothing. That's very
Dylan?
Yes or yes.
Bastard Radio.
I feel like that's way sadder. The fact that you're wearing a Valentine's costume and you're alone.
I enjoy being ridiculous.
All right, so that's good. You have a very positive attitude, which is great. I love it. Why are you alone? What, no boyfriend?
I just moved here. I don't know anybody.
Oh, that's right. You just moved here from Florida.
And you're D.C. I don't claim Florida.
Okay.
What part of Florida are you from?
I am not.
So, yeah, you're very interesting. You're an interesting broad. I like it.
I'm a fellow Jew broad.
Hey. Excellent. Finally. Two of us are like half of this guy.
They left.
German, Japanese. He literally muscle just came. Monster.
He just came to arm wrestle and leave.
I know. He was like, I don't even know what the show was. Show. Yeah, he has no idea what the show is. He just comes in, he dominates, and leaves. He's a fucking living legend. It's just fucking Joe, dude. That's what Joe does. He goes in, he challenges the fucking biggest guy in the room to an arm wrestling match, and then he walks the fuck out. So, Allison, you're also a Jew. Now, that makes the people here upset. They're not happy about that. This is...
Dude, the left and the right, they both hate us now.
That's true.
We're fucked. It's time to wander.
Babe, go to Israel. Live your best life.
Okay, can you guys get a YouTube channel? what the fuck is this?
We do run the media, so...
Oh, that's right. You're a Jew as well.
Yes, ma'am.
We're
outnumbered.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not bad, dude. That wasn't a bad joke right there.
Sure, it's the He-Bass podcast.
So, what do you... Stop. Stop it. Stop. We're trying to forget about that aspect of Paco's past. The whole fucking crowd just starts yelling rape at Paco. It's such a bad fucking...
Guys, it's the very recent past that still applies to now. Leave it there.
Yeah, guys, that was way back 2 weeks ago. Come on, relax.
It's really strange for someone that doesn't know the inside joke, and they're just like, rape! he's a rapist!
Oh!
Like, what?
It's not an inside joke. It's an outside serious story. It's, I'll tell you later on, Andrew. Don't worry about that. But, you know, he hurts
people. I'm letting
him
stay at my house. I feel weird.
You should. You've definitely exposed some of your roommates to a horrible person who may hurt them.
Hawaiians.
And that's sort of on you at this point. So anyway, Allison, hi.
Hello.
We're back to you. So you're alone here on Valentine's Day, but you're single and ready to mingle.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell jokes.
Do you have cats?
No, I have a dog.
You look like you
should have a cat, right?
You look like you spent 45 minutes picking cat hair off that outfit before you came here. Are you a comic?
No.
You just wanted to tell a joke.
I'm going to tell a dad joke.
You're going to tell a dad joke?
Yeah.
All right.
It was one of those.
Lewis has never heard one of those.
You're a fucking asshole. You're a real piece of shit, Zach. Zach! 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 All right, Allison, this is your opportunity to tell us a fucking badass joke. Do you want a music bed or no music bed?
No music.
If I could tell all my jokes in music bed, that'd be so cool. That's all I want to do is just fucking have, like, Helmet playing in the background.
DJ, hit that shit.
Yeah.
Not to sway anybody, but if I win, open tab at the bar. All right.
It's $100. How many? You can buy eight drinks.
It's going to be a lot right, more than $100.
My dad sent this to me at 3 a.m. before he died. So there's a rabbit running through the jungle. It's a bright, beautiful, sunny day. He comes up across a giraffe, and the giraffe's like breaking up some weed and rolling it up in a joint. And he's like, hey, giraffe, what are you doing? It's beautiful outside. And the giraffe's like, oh, I'm about to get high, dude. And he's like, what? All you're going to do is sit there and fucking look at the fucking clouds. You're not going to do anything. Let's go running through the jungle. And the giraffe looks down at the joint, and he looks at the rabbit. The rabbit's all happy. He's like, all right, fuck it. He tosses the joint to the side, and he and the rabbit go running through the jungle. So then the giraffe and the rabbit are running through the jungle, bright, beautiful day. They come across a zebra. The zebra's about to cut up a lion on glass, and the... Rabbit's like, yo, what are you doing?
This is longer than the script.
Wait for it.
He's like, what are you doing, man? That shit, I just came from the Everglades. That's cut with fentanyl. You're going to fucking kill yourself, dude. And the zebra, he's like, the rabbit's like, yo, like, the giraffe and I are running through the jungle. Let's go have a good time. It's, you know, bright, sunny day outside. And the zebra looks at the giraffe, and the rabbit looks down at the line of coke on the mirror. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. So the zebra, the giraffe, and the rabbit, they go running through the jungle, and they come up upon the lion. The
you
lion,
bitch.
The lion's tying off. Oh, don't make it personal.
Oh, my God. I know what's going on
he's
here.
He's cooking up some fucking hair on. He's about to load up that needle, put it in his arm, and the rabbit's like, lion, what are you doing? I love you, man. I love you. You're going to kill yourself. Don't do that shit. Look at the zebra and the giraffe. We've been running through the jungle. It's beautiful outside. It's a fucking bright, sunny day. Come along with us. And the lion looks down at the fucking spoon and his arm. He's like, ties himself off. And he just starts mauling the fuck out of the fucking rabbit. And there's just blood-soaked white fur flying everywhere and entrails across the fucking zebra and the giraffe. And the zebra and giraffe look at the lion. They're like, holy shit, lion. Why'd you do that? He's like, every time that cock-sucking rabbit finds you in the jungle and does ecstasy, all he wants to do is run around. So I had to take him out.
Yes.
Classic.
Allison, thank you very much, guys. Clap it up for Allison one more time. Our second competitor in Houston's got real ass talent.
Jew. It's too soon. The Holocaust.
That new Madagascar movie sounds dope.
That was so much.
Right now, Allison's just waking up from hitting her head on the floor.
I don't know.
Am I on yet?
Did I hear it right that she said, this is, my dad told me this joke before he died? What a weird fucking choice for a joke. You're like, this is the last thing I'm going to say to you.
I don't even.
Of old age getting through that joke.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, I don't even know that I understood the final punchline.
Rabbit was on ecstasy.
Right. So the rabbit.
That's it.
You know how you like to take ecstasy and jog? I don't know. I don't get it.
Shoot.
Iconic dad joke, Allison. Well done.
All right. Well, thank you,
Dad's
Allison.
Dad's a drug addict.
I just love
it really well. So good for her.
I love the presentation, the oomph. She had a lot of energy. She was fun. She smashed her face on the table. I don't want her to sue us.
That was great.
If she accepts the prize money, she can't sue us. That's a fact, right?
I think she just had a concussion and was just rambling.
That was crazy.
Yeah, she thought that was a true story.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. This, of course, is for fans of the show who are over the age of 21 years old and are in the market for Kratom. Yo Kratom is the place to buy it. Support Yo Kratom. They support this show. They support Skankfest, my entire fight camp. Yo Kratom is in the Luis J. Gomez business, and you need to be in the Yo Kratom business. So right now, go grab a $60 kilo of Kratom at YoKratom.com. Okay, let's get back into the show.
Let's go with our next competitor. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for the one and only John.
John. That guy.
John. Grab a seat, John.
John, were you just up here?
I was. You were. Yes.
Yeah, he was helping with the script before, John. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot.
Why do you look like you're a fucking prisoner? You're dressed like you're dressed like you are the only white Muslim prisoner.
The reason I'm dressed like this is I'm living with my sister while I'm taking care of her son while she's at work, so I have limited clothing. And an hour and a half before the show started, I shit my pants in the parking lot waiting for this show to start. So I had to drive home. I didn't have enough time to wash the appropriate clothes, so I'm wearing this ridiculous bullshit.
Houston is so wild.
This is
you're still technically dressed like shit though.
Same pants.
Hell yeah, dude.
He shit his pants and changed his shirt.
Yeah.
I cut off the underwear though.
You're an honest man.
Why? How'd you shit your pants? What, was it something you ate? Were you drunk?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. That's crazy. I've never shit my pants as an adult.
Me neither.
I've sharted.
Yeah.
We've all sharted a little bit.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah, except for women. If you're a woman and you've sharted, you need to kill yourself right now. Commit suicide, you nasty fucking pigs. That is disgusting.
I heard that, Grace.
That's disgusting. There's a bunch of women in the corner cackling right now like they shart and tell each other about it. It's disgusting.
I mean, I have Crohn's disease. It's never that far off for me.
Do you ever shart when you have Crohn's disease?
No, but I could. It is a sharting disease. Like, I could at any moment.
It's a sharting disease?
Do not tell me that. I'm not dealing with sharting. I'm telling you right now.
Listen, love is love, and sometimes your love sharts. That is what love is.
Love sharts.
Love sharts.
Thank you. It should be a song. So, John, your talent is that you can kick really well. Are you a martial artist?
I used to be as a kid, but as I was taking a piss from the moment that you asked me, that was the only thing I could think of. But I actually have two other things.
You can't change your talent.
I'm not changing a talent. I'm giving you the option.
Get your fucking finger out of my face, dude. You saw what I did to fucking Mr. Military over there, right there? I let him win, but I fucking held him there for a little while.
This isn't the hand that I scoop shit out of.
Whatever the other option is, it's got to be better than I can kick good.
I hope the other option isn't holding in a shit.
It isn't.
Is that how you shit your pants? Were you practicing your kicks in the parking lot?
No, I was sitting in a parking lot waiting for the show to happen.
Yeah.
I realized that I had to poop, and it hit me quick.
You know, we have bathrooms in here. You could just come in.
So. Bathroom shitter doesn't work.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I knew that last time because I was here on Friday.
Okay, no, so we fix.
So what are your other talents? Because maybe we'll let you switch your talent.
I can kick high.
That's your second talent?
Relatively to my height.
So your talents are I can kick and then
I can
kick
good,
high.
I can kick high.
That's the same one. The second one is the impossible push-up, where I go from a push-up position to a handstand position without my hands leaving the ground. But this guy right here is already doing a handstand. Or the third one, I can do more one-arm push-ups than you can do two-arm push-ups. But you might be at a disadvantage because you use energy right here. I was also in the Army.
Is this just a working out podcast for Lewis?
I don't feel like doing push-ups right now, you asshole.
Okay.
It's all just challenging all right, me to
wait,
fucking...
Wait, so you were also in the Army?
Yes, I was.
This entire audience is proof of how bad we treat our veterans.
I wasn't a Ranger, though. Those guys are fucking...
Do you think you could do more push-ups than him?
No. All
right. The Rangers are badass.
Yes, they're good. They're one step in between regular Army... Like I was in the Airborne and Special Forces.
This is why you're not fucking badass, dude. You need to not bow down to him. You need to tell him to go fuck himself, dude. I'll fucking.
One fucking bit. He was in that organization. That organization was better than my organization. I can fucking kill him in a fucking heart.
Yes, doggy. Hell yeah, dude.
Damn.
All right, you know what? Forget it. You guys just fight. Forget every other part of this. The winner gets $100 and two free drinks. Whoa!
That might work.
Can you do the jump thing that he was talking about? Like the big push-up?
No, look at him. He's way too top heavy. He'd tip over.
Oh.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
He's got a great big old chest. That's what I'm saying.
He called you a fucking teapot.
All right. You do one-arm push-ups. You two-arm push-ups. Allison, see how many tables you can break in your head.
We're just gonna scream fight and everybody goes.
We just want it's like I swear Allison is sandwiched in between the two most athletic Real Ass Podcast fans ever, and she can't even walk to the stage.
Okay, so how about I just do the impossible push up then?
That sounds pretty cool. I want to see that.
No, let me say this because he already signed up with. You can switch your talent too? Well, we gotta talk to you in a minute.
Wait,
dude.
That was your talent?
How about this? You're up first. You decide what you want to do as your talent.
Impossible push-up.
Wait, he stole his talent? That was
nope.
His? Oh, okay.
Nope.
He's gonna do the impossible. Let's get some music. Some fucking badass pirate army music.
Hell yeah.
It's a weird song choice.
There he goes. This guy is terrifying. Oh, this is a this is a faggy yoga position. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait. Can't. I know it doesn't count, but can we see the kick?
I want to see the kick too.
Okay.
Yes. Andrew Youngblood. No, no, no. I want you to.
Wait. Oh, that's weird.
If you have him hold his hat and you just kick him in the balls, you win.
Don't do it, dude. You're going to miss and Metzger her.
He's going to kick her in the head on purpose because she's Jewish. You fucking pussy. Dude, would you try to kick her in the head?
Come on.
All right, hold it.
Kick the mask off her face.
He's going to break her thumb, and it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, so close. You got it.
Jesus Christ. Karen, hold it 2 feet lower.
Whoa!
Very good, guys. Clap it up for John. John! 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 Wow.
That's terrifying.
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with John's multi-talents. He's not even just shown... This is a big... John, you could be coming on tour with us.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, 10 out of 10, John. Would hold your cup again.
Get another fireball, buddy?
They'll just watch you miss a cup for 10.
I mean, he missed it twice, so I was like, he can definitely miss it in the other direction and break her fingers. Well, that was so dangerous. I'm sorry to put
scared.
You through that.
Yeah, no, I was terrified. John, well done. You scared me for real.
I wasn't going to really let you kick it off her head. I was just going to see if you were willing to try.
I'm willing to try.
Thank you.
All right, let's go with our last competitor. Ladies and gentlemen, Houston's very own Jordan.
Hey!
Jordan! 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 Jordan!
A boy or a girl?
Jordan, grab the microphone over there.
Jordan?
Jordan's talent is baking cookies in a tree.
Jordan, sit down right there. Oh, shit, his feet are going to dangle. Yeah, they are. Jordan, you're a small guy.
He is.
I'm not big.
You're not big. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2"? Holy shit.
And I weigh 108 pounds.
108 pounds.
That's my exact weight.
What's that?
My exact weight, consistently. Yeah, no shit.
I'll arm wrestle you, Karen.
his talent is that he's a real boy.
Hell yeah. He's going to make 20 Etch-A-Sketches for Santa Claus.
If only something would grow when I lied.
Jordan, you're a handsome guy though. You're not an unattractive guy. You have the plight of being a tiny, tiny man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you must get that short pussy. That short guy pussy.
No,
there
it's
isn't.
Not
there's
there.
No
the
such
short
thing.
Guy
okay.
pussy does not exist.
It doesn't exist at all.
Not really, no.
There's
no girls out there that want you to go up on them.
you're how old are you, first of all?
I'm 32.
38. You have not had a lot of luck with the ladies?
How old is that in people years?
It works like dog years.
Have you not had a lot of luck with the ladies?
No, I mean, I had a girlfriend for a long time, but I'm not like a ladies' man, really.
Oh, wow.
But I think that has more to do with my personality than my height, probably.
You seem like a nice guy. What's wrong with your personality?
I'm not that. I'm kind of an... I mean, I like shit like this, so...
Okay, you know what true. I mean?
Short and a real-ass podcast fan does not a ladies' man.
Oh, that is true. He's a fucking... a short, proud boy. Nobody wants that.
This is a first date killer. Hey, you want to listen to this podcast with me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
hey, can you reach the radio?
So, Jordan, you were you an athlete or something?
No, I'm a rock climber.
You're a rock climber. Yeah. Well, I was saying because his talent.
He's got a gravel driveway.
Your talent was supposed to be you were gonna do like handstand push-ups.
Yeah, I was gonna do handstand push-ups.
And what happened now? So this guy sort of stole your seeds because he did something probably more impressive than a handstand push-up.
Well, so I was thinking of a second one anyway, but it would require your assistance. I can do. Well,
dude, if you suck my cock on this stage right now, you win. I'll tell you right now.
He can suck your dick without getting on his knees.
Anyone can do that if they can lean forward, Zach. So that takes you out of the.
Oh.
So what is it?
When I was younger, I was in gymnastics, and there was a deal to help people practice doing like a back layout, where like the coach would take your foot and give you like a boosted backflip.
Okay.
So if you take my foot and do like that.
Are you going to kick me in my chin?
No, I'll jump away from you.
You're going to do
if you do it right. I should go away from you.
I'll do it. So you can do a backflip right now. I'll tell you right now, if you do a backflip assisted by the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, that will be pretty fucking impressive for everybody watching
pretty good.
Here and at home.
Pretty good.
Jordan! Jordan! It's different. It's Jordan! 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 Woo! Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good when people cheer your name?
It does feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that an anti-Semitic joke, sir? It's fucked up, dude. We have tons of Jews on this stage, as we've already established.
As a Jew, I feel someone should sign a waiver here or something.
Yeah.
This isn't.
Let me write
something. Oh, I get what he was saying. He's saying that once he falls, he's going to sue us. All right, sir, I'm sorry that you're smarter than me. Deal with it. Whatever, okay?
Listen.
All right, same.
He's killing you got greedy.
Keep going, bro. Keep going. All right, so, Jordan, we're going to do a backflip right now.
Yep.
That's it. All right, I love it. This is fucking incredible.
Don't die.
You don't got to launch me too hard, though.
No, I'm going hard.
Oh, shit.
I'll do the jump, and mostly you just do the...
I'm going to throw him through the roof.
If he dies, it's not that hard to hide the body. Like, we're good.
Sure, we'll hide it in a shoebox.
Yeah. We'll just bury it with the bird.
All right, I'm ready. Let's see. Look, can we get some cool? Let's get some cool gymnastics music.
You got like some.
This is not what I thought.
Maybe some like.
Or how about key play? I wish I was a little bit taller.
Oh, that's a good one. Gavin, you hear that?
All right, let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up one more time for Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Don't die. Do you want me to stand here in case you start, like, falling too much?
I have been terrified.
This is terrifying. I don't like this at all.
There's not one person that soothed me.
It just goes, hey, man, I haven't done this in a while, so look, this could go bad.
This is.
I'm gonna kill you, dude.
This is not a good idea.
This is a
terrible idea.
Can I
stand say into the microphone on camera that this is your idea and you're not gonna sue?
It's my idea and I'm not gonna sue.
Even if you get hurt really bad.
Even if I get hurt really bad.
Maybe state your full name. I don't know if this is.
I'm not saying my full name.
Well, see, that's a
we
problem.
We know his name is Jordan.
Jordan Hutchins.
You all right, Jordan started. Hutchins, let's go. All
if right. he cracks his skull open, will candy come out?
That was so wild. Ooh. That demonstration was
I feel
so
like
wild.
He's coming towards this table. Doesn't
I
it feel like...
I just told him to throw him into the ceiling.
Let's just bag up a little.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh! Hell yeah! Holy shit! Jordan! 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 Guys, clap it up for Jordan. Wow! That is wild. That is wild. I mean, how do you...
walking around like he's 5'5".
Oh, my God. That was fucking so good. I'm so impressed with the talent here in Houston.
Yeah, there's some big dick talent in Houston.
Look, I'm going to go to our panel of judges. Just tell me who you guys like first place, and then I guess we'll decide on second place as well. Okay. What do you think, Zachy? Man. We had.
Oh, I forgot that Roland was.
I forgot Roland was in this. Roland was in this. Roland's performance as Lewis was pretty epic.
It was 10 out of 10.
It was so good we couldn't finish.
Yeah, he was a retard who couldn't read. He was like fucking Sean Penn.
I love you too, baby boy.
I don't even think he's sitting with his friends anymore. No, his I think friends they made hate him move.
His friends hate his guts. All right, so what are you thinking, Zach?
I didn't think it'd come back to me.
Jordan had a great flip.
Yeah.
But Joe had cucking Lewis.
Ooh. Joe did. Damn. Joe came up and butt fucked me pretty hard.
Joe continues to cuck him.
Yeah. Allison was so bad that it was good. Like, she crossed the threshold of, like, this is bizarre, but it turned into performance art.
Yeah. It did peak at the very beginning when she fell. Like, yeah, it did. Like, it was some fucking... it was great.
Karen, what are you thinking here?
So it's hard. So I feel like, Allison, I owe you a Jew thing. But...
Oh.
But, yeah. However...
This is how we control the media. We stick together.
I judge talent based on stuff, just like I judge porn, which is based on stuff I don't do. So, I really like the flip. You, the arm wrestler, terrify me to no end. I would cross the street if I saw you coming. My vagina is too delicate. I'm going to vote Jordan at the end. That was a very impressive flip, Jordan. And I don't flip.
What are you thinking, Andrew?
Well, Joe is scary, and I don't like to look him in the eyes. Allison is very lovable.
Very lovable.
That fall, I will remember for the rest of my life. It just felt... She won't. I know she didn't, but it felt like she had like a whole stack of papers, and she threw them in the air, and she went out. It was her drink? All right, we'll get her... You know what? Here's the deal. I'm not going to vote for Allison, but I will buy Allison a drink.
There you go.
So, Allison... What?
She's going to buy everybody a drink?
No.
Jew!
It's so unsettling.
I think that, John, you don't kick that great. I think... The end was the best. Jordan, you're short, but you got this.
Jordan, beautiful, beautiful. Zach Amico.
That flip was great. It's fucking Jordan.
That flip was, it was better than anyone thought it was going to be.
It was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
He added all the suspense of like, dude, I don't know if I can even do it anymore. That was all acting. It was all fucking theater. It was beautiful the way he did it. And he fucking nailed it. He landed it. It was absolutely perfect.
Smooth body just dolphining through the air.
Yeah, Zach, if you agree, I agree. I think that the first place and the winner of $100... It's Jordan. Give it up for Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan, we're going to give it to you all in nickels, though. You have to carry giant bags of nickels out. And second place, I'm going to give you guys my vote first. I will say, because he came in here like a fucking goddamn warrior out of hell and cucked me, continues to cuck me.
Fuck you, Lewis.
He's...
He's making eye contact with me the whole time. He's mouthing the words "fuck you" the entire show.
He's just saying that,
dude. He says it too. But even when he's not saying it, he's just mouthing it over and over again. He's an absolute savage. I want to give Joe the second place. Give him a couple drinks on the house.
We fucking better give Joe the second place.
He has no choice.
Guys, clap it up for all of your competitors. And Houston's got real ass talent. That was incredible, guys. That was it. That was our real ass podcast. You guys are a part of a great taping. This will be out tomorrow morning live on the Gas Digital Network. So go watch the show. And you guys are the shit, man. Thank you guys very much for coming out and supporting live comedy here at the Secret Group. This will be the future home of Skankfest South. So fucking stay tuned. How cool is this fucking venue? It's the best venue in the world. I love it. So thank you guys. Thank you very much to Kara Margolis.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, one guy's clapping.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much to Andrew Youngblood.
Hey, thank you. If you could follow me at No Youngblood on all social media, at No Youngblood.
And also the fucking king himself, Zach Amico, guys. Come on, give it up for him.
Thank you guys so much. It was so much fucking fun.
All right, thank you guys so much. We'll check you next time. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.